reporting abuse. If you have reason to believe there has been an instance or occurrence of maltreatment, there are a number of ways to take action. Institutions with primary responsibility for children, for example, hospitals, care homes, schools, should have an appointed child protection or safeguarding officer. If you are unsure who this might be, you can contact someone in a supervisory role, such as an NHS manager. Failing this, you should report to the police, social services, or call the Child Protection Helpline. It is important to report suspected abuse immediately, and not to withhold any information. It is then up to the safeguarding officer, or supervisor, to take the appropriate actions. The flow diagram shown on this page illustrates the various processes that can help prevent abuse from occurring. Level 2 safeguarding practitioners, clinical professionals, would be expected to follow formally their organization's procedures when considering and reporting maltreatment. This will be covered in more detail in the section later on, handling and documenting maltreatment information. Remember, you do not need to obtain consent from the child to share information if it is a safeguarding issue. However, children have the right to express their views and have these considered. Your reasons for sharing information about abuse must be told to the child.